any other term or expression?
No.
Okay. You would say it's time to feed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now we're going to make some more sounds, Lucille. Mm-hmm. And to get the cows from pasture, how do you call them?
Soup, cow, soups.
All right. And to make the cows stand still during milking time, what would you say?
Saw.
Saw. Do you say saw boss and saw madam or?
No, just saw. Sometimes I say saw cow.
Saw cow. Yeah. Or you call them by their names maybe? What would you say? What were your cows' names?
We had one with named Betty. And she got sick and died. We named, got another named her Mary.
All right, so you would say saw.
Saw, Mary.
And did she saw?
Yes, ma'am.
In that milk break that you were telling me about, huh?
Yeah.
All right, very good. How do you call a calf any differently than the cows?
No, ma'am.
All right, what about to the horses or mules to make them go left and right in plowing?
You say haw, they go to the right, and jee to the right, and haw for the left.
Okay, all right. I very nearly forgot that until you reminded me. Yes. What about getting horses from the pasture?
We just always used to go run them up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know them. You didn't? What do you call them?
No.
Just run them up.
I don't think I've ever heard of any expression for that either.
No.
Like Kujak? Have you ever heard that?
No, ma'am.
Or Kojak?
No.
I haven't either. Well, then you didn't have horses anyhow.
No,
did you call the mules in any certain way?
No, ma'am.
Just run them up.
Yeah.
All right. What about what do you say to a horse or to a mule to urge him to go on?
Get up.
Okay. Now, when he's moving and when he's standing still, do you say the same thing to him to get him to go?
Yeah.
You don't, if you want him to go faster when he's moving, do you say anything special?
No, you gotta get on up.
All right. And he better get on up, hadn't
yeah.
he? Okay. What would you say to stop the horses?
Whoa.
What about when backing them into a buggy?
Tell them to back up.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, how do you call the hogs to feed them?
Piggy, 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 piggy.
Okay. Do you say it that gently, Lucille, would you?
No, we hardly know.
Depend upon whether it's the first or the last time you called, huh?
Yeah.
All right, what about calling sheep? Do you know any of those calls?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever heard coo nanny or coo sheep?
No.
No, I haven't either. I see that is one that might be used, though.
Yeah.
What about calling the chickens at feeding time?
All the chick, chick, chickies.
Okay, including those little bitties.
Yeah.
All right. And let's say you want to get the horses ready for driving or for plowing. What would you say you do to them?
Hitch them up.
All right. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Lines.
All right. Now, suppose you're riding a horse. Do you know what you guide him with on horseback?
No.
All right. That's all right if you don't remember that. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
A stirrup.
Did you ever do much of that when you were younger?
No, ma'am.
And I bet you didn't ride those mules too much, did you?
No, I rode a mule one time.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He threw me off.
You're kidding. You got back on, I hope.
No, ma'am. I haven't been back on one.
Well, you know what they say about that. If you're thrown, you should get back on. Are you afraid of them?
I am to ride them.
I would be, too.
Yes, ma'am. No, I didn't get back on no more.
Well, I've always had a strange feeling about horses.
Yeah.
And I rode one once down in Texas, but I got off him because I was told.